from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Yeah, football is football.
Athletics is athletics.
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Football is football. The only way to get better at it is to play football.
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do
football. Football is football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Football is
football. Football is football. The only way to get better at it is to play football.
Football is football.
Football is football. Sports is sports.
I eat ass.
Coaching football is coaching football. I missed it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I told you the other day I was listening to an interview and a coach said coaching football is coaching football. And it
That's right.
I hate that I can't remember who that was and we couldn't find that clip. It should be added to that. Every time I hear the coach the football is football, all I can now in my head is we missed. At the end of that, we could have coaching football is coaching football.
And you don't
football.
Know what coach it was?
Well, or? Someone tagged us in a tweet or a text, and I actually tried to look it up on internet, and I couldn't find it, so I'm not sure who it was.
Damn it. It's there. I heard it. And I just, got away. We let him off the hook.
I have some very... Well, it's not sad news. It's freaky.
Somber news? Freaky news? What?
Well, it's just kind of gross. This comes from Death Valley. And there was a man.
Like LSU Death Valley or like California?
California.
Clemson Death Valley.
Yeah, I don't like that there's two. Like, pick a lane. So many Death Valleys.
The real Death Valley is in Cali.
Yes.
That's correct.
I believe that is technically the hottest place on Earth. Is it not?
I think it is.
I think it's the hottest place in America. I don't know about Earth.
I think it's on Earth.
I think so, but, you know.
At certain times. I do think that we often kind of overlook the fact that Death Valley is right under our nose. Like,
I drove through it once as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was awful.
We Why? Why would you drive through Death Valley? Where are you going?
I think we were going to Disney.
Highest registered air temperature ever was at Furnace Creek Ranch, California, in Death Valley, 134 degrees Fahrenheit in 1913.
Jesus. Yeah, so you were probably in Utah going to Disney?
Yeah.
You were going down that way?
Yeah, we were driving through, and we went through Death Valley, and I was little, but we were in a Dodge Omni 024 with no...
No AC?
No AC.
Oh, my God.
And I remember we stopped, and we got, like, bags of ice, and, like, we would hold a bag of ice. That was, like, my dad's big
Jesus,
plan.
Jesus, man.
Well, head coach? God.
Best part is I was sitting on my mom's lap.
I feel like you'd go to jail for that now.
Like, my siblings had, like, feet out the window. It was something else.
During the summer, average heat of 113.
What? Okay.
And in 1972, the ground temperature reached 201 degrees.
Good grief.
Wow. Well.
That's my only... And I was, like I said, I was probably 5 or 6. So I don't remember, like, my family talks about it. I was too young to, I remember brief details. That is my only experience in Death Valley.
How big is Death Valley?
I don't know.
And yeah. Are there cool parts of Death Valley?
I don't think there are cool parts of Death Valley. I think it just sucks. Like, I mean, it is called Death Valley. I mean,
like, if I gave you the map of California...
5,200 square miles is Death Valley National Park.
Yeah, National
Could
Park.
Could you I'm circle Death Valley? Like, do you know, like, how big it is and where exactly it is?
I know it's, like, you drive, like, we went to Utah through Nevada, and then you go through Death Valley. So it's along that...
along
that route.
But if I gave you a map of California...
Can you see the map I'm trying to show you over here, Isaac? There's yes. a little deal.
Oh, there it is. Okay. So that's actually closer to Nevada than I would have drawn on the map.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's right next to...
on the Nevada border.
Yeah, it's right next to Nevada. Yeah. I would have drawn it maybe a little west of that and a little north.
Hmm. I don't know if I could have pinpointed on the map, but I'll give you a general area just because
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So it's west of Vegas.
It's not something that we really, you know, again, outside of, unless you're driving from, you know, from that point, there's no reason to ever go through it.
They have some ridiculous marathon there, too, where it's like the hottest, worst marathon in the world or hardest thing to accomplish. It's really stupid.
That is really stupid. I'm just now noticing that when I fly into Vegas and I'm looking out the right side of the aircraft, that's Death Valley. I'm just now...
Hey, take a look.
Only just now,
you're like, hey, look at that barren wasteland.
Because I know what that looks like because I've seen it flying in there, and I'm just only now putting two and two together that's actually Death Valley that I'm looking at, and it does look barren. I often think when I'm flying, you know, you look out and you go, could I, like, if somebody dropped me right there, could I survive?
No.
What would I do?
No, you'd be effed.
You know what I mean? Do you ever do that? Play that game in your head?
Yeah, I do that.
Looking out of an airplane window?
Well, I do it even when I'm driving. Like, we drove back from Bend this weekend, and you know, you're going through there, and you see just like those massive forests, like, up there. Yeah. And I always think about, like the Rambo thing, or, like, if you were on the lam, like a fugitive, and you really knew it, you're like, could you hide out? And, like, that's some nasty-ass terrain. Like, how long could you hang out in there and just... Oh, be like Nanook of the Woods out there and just survive.
In the U.S., there aren't many better places to go than maybe Eastern Washington or Eastern Oregon.
There's nothing there.
Or the forests of Oregon, Southern Oregon. Yeah. You know, like, it's really rural. Didn't we talk about this one time that out in Eastern Oregon, I think it's way southeastern Oregon, is the point in the United States that is furthest from a Walmart and McDonald's.
I think we have talked about that.
And it's way down in southeast Oregon.
Yeah.
Go down there. They ain't going to find you.
That's kind of cool.
Nobody there.
I was looking near. There's a resort called the Oasis in Death Valley. That looks kind of cool. They built a little...
Oh, yeah.
They built a little resort thing. And again, the Oasis. That's kind of... But again, of all the places... Well, of all the places you could go to a resort, why the... Bleep, would you go?
What do you got to pay for a room there?
I don't know. Let's take a look and see what they got going on. But yeah, when you look at the photos of it, it just looks like a miserable place. Remember there was that dude in, I think it was up in Maine or Vermont, and he lived in the woods. He was wanted for something, nothing like major, but he told his family he was just leaving, and everyone thought he was dead. He went and lived in the woods for like 9 or 10 years, and no one saw him. He just was out there, and then they found him. Like, someone stumbled upon him.
Maine, that's a good place to go.
Yeah, he just was out in the woods doing his own thing.
What about way up north Canada? Is it too cold to survive up there?
Yeah, well, there, I mean, people up you got to really, like, that's all, like,
there's nothing there.
No, like, it's something crazy, like, 90% of the people in Canada live within 100 miles of the border.
Yeah.
And because once you get up north past any of that, like, you're, it's all Inuits and Native people.
But you got
people.
Fishes. Yeah, you could eat.
Man, until the ice comes.
Well, yeah,
I think you really got to know what you're doing. I don't think that the app, like, even if you're a decent survivalist, I don't think you can survive. I think you really got to be, like, dialed in.
Where would you go to hide if you had to be, you had to be in the wild and you had to stay in the United States?
Stay in the United States.
I'm telling you, the Northwest is not a bad place.
No, because you don't get that extreme.
Yeah, like even summer, like summertime, it's going to be more dry than it is humid in the Midwest or South. So,
and the wet would suck, but again, it gives you fresh water. You could collect it.
There's nobody up here.
There's no one up here. There's nothing really to kill you, because like down in the swamps of Florida and like Louisiana, like you could disappear into places like that. But you are dealing with just all kinds of horrid bugs and poisonous stuff and gators and
yeah. They say people just like don't even survive overnight in the swamp.
Yeah, that's right out. I honestly think it's northeast or it's Pacific Northwest. I think upper left, upper right. And I think you're right. If you had to disappear, I think upper left is the way to go. And I think you could if you knew what you were doing, you could probably pull it off easier than most places. I don't want anything to do with the desert. I want anything to do with the swamps.
What about like northern Michigan? Too cold?
That's really cold. Because yeah, now you're talking like when you get like at night and you're talking about in the single digits, like staying warm, like you don't have to deal with a lot of that here. I mean, it gets cold, but it's not northern Michigan cold.
So how hot was it in Death Valley over the weekend? It was so hot that a European tourist melted the skin off of his feet when he lost his flip-flops in the sand dunes.
Oh,
that sounds so painful.
To make matters worse, the temperatures made the air so thin that a helicopter could not fly in and help him.
Oh, my gosh. So what do? You just...
You sit there with melted feet? And
well, that was what I was going to ask you. What do you do?
I don't know.
Crawl?
Well, then you're just burning your... You're just burning your knees and your hands.
But maybe your elbows and knees are a little more calloused than the bottoms of your footsies.
I think you got to take your shirt off and you got to make some wraps, right?
Yeah, probably. It's a good place to start.
I don't think there's anything else you can do.
The guy's 42. He's from Belgium. He was taking a short walk Saturday in the Mesquite Flat Sand Dunes, 123 degrees.
Why? First off, can I ask, where is this dude from?
Belgium.
Okay. What the hell, Belgium? It's 123 out, and you decided to go walking in flip-flops?
Yeah, it's weird. This is weird. But it says that he either broke it or lost his flip-flops, and it put his feet in direct contact with the desert ground. Third-degree burns. They said that the skin was melted off his foot, and they said that the ground can get up to 200 degrees.
Wow. He Jimmy Buffetted himself. And instead of going home to get a margarita, he got third-degree burns on his tootsies.
So here's the next question is, how do you think he got out of there? What did he, like, I have the answer, so but what do you think happened?
I'm guessing someone had to, like, bring a stretcher for him and carry him out. There's no way you can walk on third-degree burns, right?
Yeah, close. He said that he was in such pain that his family recruited other visitors of the park to help, and they all carried him to the parking lot.
Yeah, what did that smell like?
And that's where the Rangers assessed his injuries.
Jeez Louise. By the way, the inn at the Oasis of the Death Valley thing there, it's like 3:30 a night.
Oh, yeah?
That's a little spendy. Weekends up to 4:37.
Is it super nice?
You can golf there. It's a full-on... It's a full-on resort. Now you can stay at the campground if you want to be outside, and that's $22.
No thanks.
$22 to go to the Fiddler's Campground.
Good deal. That's a good deal.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it's only $22.
To have the skin burned off your feet.
You could choose to wear better footwear than that, Belgian.
They got a golf course, Robert.
At Death Valley?
Yeah.
Really?
Furnace Creek. Golf course.
That was the place that was the hottest ever. 134 degrees. Furnace Creek.
Boy, that is. Why would you?
It's currently 106 degrees there.
Why would you play? How much water, by the way, does it take to keep the GD greens? It is a little brown, by the way.
I'm looking at that. That place does look pretty nice.
It says it's the world's lowest elevation golf course.
Yeah. Well, one of our texters was saying that the highest elevation and the lowest point in the continental U.S. are only 100 miles apart. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Mount Whitney and Death Valley. And yeah, this oasis looks, it almost looks like you're playing in Central Oregon.
A little bit. Yeah, a little broken top brisada thing going on there. But boy, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Hey, it's pretty reasonable.
How much? $85?
No. Looks like you got $35.
$35 to play the...
$35.
Golf course there?
Yeah. 22 on a weekday.
That means it's a dump.
Well, I don't think many people are golfing in 130-degree weather. I don't think you can charge a bunch when you're like, hey, yeah, it's expensive, but on the plus side, it's 117.
You know what they need to do? They need to make it one of those nude golf courses we talked about.
No, they do have a...
Or you golf naked.
They have a dress code. Collared and mocked shirts are required. Golf dress pant or shorts. No denim or swimwear. And what is Bermuda length? Shorts must be Bermuda length.
That's like you can't have short shorts. Like Bermuda shorts are like almost like board short length, kind of like they got to go to your knee.
Really? I can't wear.
I'm pretty sure that's what a Bermuda.
I can't
short
wear
is.
Some 7-inch mid thighs.
I think that's accurate.
That's bullish. Although, Buck, your new
$7 shorts
your
would be
$7 shorts.
There.
That's yeah. Right up your alley.
According to internet, Bermuda shorts have to be 1 inch above the knee, cuffed or uncuffed.
Oh, so you can't wear the Glacier shorts, Buck.
No, I know. I would have to go longer Bermuda.
Well, rest in peace, Belgium guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't die, but no, his feet did.
And third-degree burns, I don't think you recover from. I think that's the whole thing.
When
you get
brutal.
Third-degree, like that's permanent damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found out about this Badwater Ultra Marathon through Death Valley.
I've heard of that. That's through Death Valley.
Yeah.
I've heard of the Badwater Ultra Marathon.
And basically, it's a 135-mile race through Death Valley.
Why? Why do people do this?
Says it's, and it ends it. Basically, you span the highest point to the lowest point. Like, you start at the basin and you end at Mount Whitney or vice versa.
I don't know. I think that's like David Goggins stuff. I think it's like idiots like that. That I don't know.
It's stuff like that. It's just like, why are humans so dumb? What are we doing?
I don't know.
God, we deserve to be wiped out.
Proven something.
1994, Scott Weber became the first runner to cross from the summit of Mount Whitney to Badwater solo without any crew.
I've got geyser eruption news. And cocaine sharks.
Right.
Coming up on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, I'm watching the, did you see that Yellowstone?
Oh, yeah, the geyser blew.
Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I'm watching the bit of it.
Spewing, like, boiling water and
rocks.
Red hot magma.
Magma. Flying rocks and stuff.
It's terrifying, man.
Dude.
They're just out there living the dream, and the next thing you know, kablooey. Yep. Well, they do say that one of these days, if that thing blows for real, like,
oh, yeah.
Super volcano stuff, like, half the country's effed. You literally just blow the hell out of these hogs.
What? Buckley.
What? Unbelievable.
Some class,
blow
please.
Some ducks? Talk about geysers blowing.
Have you ever been to Yellowstone?
I have.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. Are you getting ready to poo-poo it?
No. Oh. I haven't been, but my wife is really into it, and she's like, we gotta go. I'm like, do we?
Well, I don't know. I don't really strike you as the type that loves and appreciates, like, being in nature. And
I do appreciate being in nature, and I do... it just wouldn't be my first choice to go there. I mean, I think it's cool. But
wouldn't say that you would...
Does it have a casino?
I just don't think it's necessarily up your alley.
Is it in L.A.?
But you've been to the Grand... So you still like that? You've been to the Grand Canyon, right?
No, never seen it. No.
You've never seen the Grand Canyon?
No.
You've lived in the West for like 25 years, and you've never and you came from Kansas. You never.
Mm-mm.
I never have either.
Never been there.
What
never even
in
flown.
The hell?
I've never been to Yellowstone or Grand Canyon.
I've never flown over.
How
the
many
Grand
times
Canyon.
Have you been to Vegas?
Vegas? Oh, thousands.
You know that you
maybe
can,
millions.
You know you drive from Vegas to see the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, but. If you're flying from Portland to Vegas, you're not flying over the Grand Canyon.
No, but never once when you've been in Vegas have you thought...
My God.
Because if he wanted to see the Grand Canyon, he'd just fly
yes.
there.
Yes. Why would I fly to Vegas to go to the Grand Canyon?
I'm not just...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You took a week trip down there with the kids? You could make a one-day stop down there, you know?
What am I going to do? Hoover
Break
Dam?
Away from the pool and Get enjoy the heat on the drive?
I just thought at one point while you're down there... You would thought, hey, let's take a day trip.
That
it's like
thought,
it's like three and a half hours, if I remember.
That thought has never once crossed my mind. As a matter of fact, when we go, we stay at the Wynn or Encore. And I tell you what,
you don't
dude, we don't leave that place. That place is so good. We're like, we're not. We go airport, Uber, Wynn, Uber, airport.
Avoid outside air if at all possible.
Yes, except for at the pool. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go to Yellowstone. I eventually will check that box, but...
Have you been to any national park?
Yeah, I've been to Rainier.
Okay. The only downside I'll say about Yellowstone, and this goes for a lot of the national parks, they can be real crowded. Like, that's... if you go down to, like... go down to, like, Joshua Tree, you can drive out to where you're away from everybody. But a lot of the national parks, that's the only downside to them is, there's a lot of people. So unless you're like going way deep in it and you're going to go camping out there and you're driving.
Yeah.
If you're just doing the touristy thing, that would be my one caveat is you got to deal with a bunch of idiots that are there. And that's a little annoying.
I'm looking at a list of national parks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Crater Lake.
All right.
I've been to Olympic National Park.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Redwood National Park.
Ever hit up Yosemite?
No, I've never been to Yosemite. Never been to Yellowstone. Sequoia, I think I've been there. Now we're getting down the list here.
Yeah. Well, then you get into, like, I've been to there's a bunch of really cool ones in Utah. Zion.
Well, you have
really
Zion.
Nice.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Zion is like Bryce Canyon. There's Arches. They got a bunch of those. I'm trying to think of the other ones that I've been to. I've been to, like, what, Grand Tetons. I guess I've been to more national parks than I thought, because the Tetons is in Wyoming. What's the one in Montana?
The Denali?
No, Denali's in Alaska, which, again, is awesome, majestic. No, the one in Montana that I've been to, drawing a blank.
You're doing great.
I got to look it up.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
National parks are cool.
And Mount Rushmore, which, you know,
that's
one.
That's a national park?
Yeah.
That's
Glacier National Park?
Glacier National Park is the one in Montana. That's the one I would tell you that, like, don't go. Like, that's, like, you get to Mount Rushmore and there's a lot of, like, yeah, it's cool, and you're like, yeah. And then that's kind of the.
By the way, did you see what old Gary said? He's in on the text line. He said, I stayed at the Bellagio and I took what he believes to be a Maverick helicopter out and landed in the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, so that's kick ass.
They have Grand Canyon tours.
Oh. Yeah, I've never done that, but I've seen those. I didn't know that you necessarily go right to the bottom, because I've seen, like, the ones you take ATVs, and, like, some people you take, like, donkeys down there. And
anyone else here a little bit hesitant to get on a helicopter?
Yes.
I don't think I want to ride on a helicopter.
Yeah, helicopters aren't my jam. They, they're
Kobe,
definitely...
Kobe ruined it.
Well, that was a beyond a Kobe thing, because, like, the Montgomery Gentry guy died on one of those, and...
He's dead?
Oh, yeah, dude, he crashed.
Really?
Yeah, they were at some, like, festival or whatever, and they're like, hey, you want to take a helicopter ride? And one of them was like, yeah, no. And the other guy hopped on, and boom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the
How
one...
would you feel?
Yeah, if you're the other guy?
Well, what if somebody comes up to us and says, hey, Rob, Sook, we love the show, we want to take you guys up on a chopper. And I say, no. And you go and you die. Yeah.
Then you earn the survivor's guilt.
Yeah, how would you feel?
You got one of two things. Either you're like, you're really sad, survivor's guilt, or you're like, I told that dumbass not to go.
I'd be like, Kim, can I have a celery?
it's kind of absorb it. Yeah, helicopters and me don't mix. That's not...
Well, it's kind of a flimsy operation, right? Like,
seems
it's just
that way.
The way it flies pretty low.
I've never been on one.
I haven't either.
And me neither.
I'm not real geeked about making it happen. The only time I've ever been tempted is, again, like in Hawaii or whatever, when they're like, hey, do those helicopter tours. And I'm like...
I'm good.
And they always just seem really janky, and I don't know.
They come right up to the cliff sides, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know about it.
I don't like it. Don't like it.
Well, that's that segment.
National parks are great, though, and I believe that's... we should check out more national parks. That's one of those things that you should, if you're near one, go. There's just so much beauty in our country, and I love that we preserve some of it. And definitely, for God's sakes, go see the Grand Canyon. Like, it's the Grand Canyon.
I'd rather go to Yellowstone.
It's the Grand...
See John Dutton.
That blows my mind that neither one of you donkeys has ever been to the Grand Canyon. Stunning. The number of times.
Well, what do you
been...
even do there? Look, what do you just?
You look at the big hole in the ground. You say, "Look at that!
Cool!
It's how,
like,
grand!"
It's like the most majestic thing.
It does look incredible.
You'll ever see.
I'd like to fly over it. I'd like to see it that way.
Yeah,
and that's like an hour.
So,
or
did you do the thing
hour?
Where you ride the donkey down?
I didn't ride the. No,
heard about
people
doing that.
Yeah, they said like you can do like ATV tours and like dune buggies.
And you do hikes and stuff.
Yeah, you do hikes and stuff, and there's camping and there's restaurants there. And,
people follow their death, taking selfies.
Any bars or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Different saloons and whatnot.
I'm listening.
You stand out there. There is something. I don't know. Like, and I guess it's the same thing. I made fun of Mount Rushmore. I was like, I would not drive to go see Mount Rushmore. One, it's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's not that cool. But there was. And you could say the same thing. What do you do? I don't know. You go stare at the hole. But I don't know. It's just, it is just absolutely majestic when you get out there. And like, again, if you like camping or there's, you know, there's hotels and different things you can do out there. It's just, it's something you should do once before you kick the bucket is go see. It's the granddaddy of them all.
America, yeah!
Yes.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I love volcanoes.
Cocaine shark news.
Do they have cocaine sharks in?
We've made it.
The Grand Canyon?
We've made it to cocaine shark news, and we will get to that story next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter. Well, I'm not really sure why this is being viewed as so bad. I would imagine cocaine helps sharks hunt, you know? I mean, I know when I'm on cocaine and I'm in the club, yeah, I turn into a shark.
Absolutely.
Isachi. And I can't be stopped. No, I'm just kidding. I've never done cocaine in my life.
Me neither.
I totally laid out.
I guess that makes three of us.
Laid out right there for you to hang yourself.
Never. Not at all. What are you talking about?
So this
you find out, by the way, it's one of those things as you turn into an adult, you realize unless you grew up with a bunch of wild kids, like you just realize as you get older, way more people do and have done coke than you ever realized.
Right. Yeah. When you were younger, it's like,
yeah, cocaine.
That's like another level of party, yeah, but it's like, really not.
It's not. It's not. It's way more prevalent than you think.
This is from Brazil. Where scientists have come up with the first evidence that sharks are being exposed to cocaine.
Right.
This is a biologist named Rachel Ann Hauser Davis. She has four names. She's so important.
That means she's very smart.
And she told NPR they have dissected 13 wild sharp-nosed sharks caught near Rio de Janeiro, all tested positive for cocaine in their muscles and liver. And she said the key here is that they were actually high levels of cocaine. And that is indicative of chronic exposure to the blow.
Like, wasn't it 100 times higher than trace levels or something like that?
Yes.
Like, they've been, like it's consuming large quantities.
Yes.
I just
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
Love the idea.
500 times?
Probably.
That there's just coked out sharks cruising around.
And like I said, I
haven't slept in weeks.
Sharks don't sleep, right? They
do the whole dissociative half brain thing. So half the brain sleeps while the other half stays awake.
Because the shark has to keep moving. So it feels like cocaine is the perfect drug for sharks.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, I don't think this is bad. Do you really think sharks care that they're all?
Do sharks even know that they're
exactly
on?
Oh,
they're
like, they love it.
They're like, this is great.
Some sharks telling the other shark, "Dude, get over here. Check this out."
What Sharknado are we on with Tara Reid and all that? Are we going to get a new iteration of that?
Dude, I think they're on like 9.
All right, Sharknado Part 10, Coke Sharks.
Now, how are they getting the cocaine, you ask?
I assume it's just people dumping coke off boats, like to avoid capture, right?
They're saying narco traffickers are oftentimes chased in the high seas, and they toss bales of cocaine overboard.
Yeah, because you hear it all the time that it's like someone's out boating or whatever, and then they stumble upon like 100 pounds of blow.
Now, if the blow goes, yeah, like, so if you stumble on that blow.
Yeah, that's your
blow. Is that good blow? Like,
I would assume, right?
Is it wrapped to the point where, like, is it ruined blow?
I don't know. It becomes like all crusty and hard, and then
shark's like, nah, this is stale.
this is no
shark's
good.
Putting it on his teeth with his little shark fin. I mean, or his gums, you know?
I'm not going to lie. If you found like a bunch of blow, you know you'd have to be like, all right, we got to see what's going
take
on.
This around, take this for a take
and for if a they lot. Find one of those bricks, do they just have like a frenzy? Like they found a seal or something like that? They just go nuts on it?
I don't think you can eat a brick of coke.
How else are they getting all of it? They're not snorting it, are they?
Can you imagine? Like that has to just kill. I'm assuming it's in the water. Like if you ate a brick of coke, like a Kia of coke, like you just would. Like your little heart shark would, or your shark heart would just explode, right?
Well, they're built different, man. Those sharks.
So they said the main source would probably be human use of cocaine and metabolization and urine and feces discharge. And the second source would be from illegal refining labs.
Hmm. So it's like being a byproduct dumped into the water?
Well, what they're saying is there's so many people doing so much blow in Brazil that their excrement has enough in it to get the sharks high.
Yes. That's right.
So you're saying this is like you're taking a Coke dump, and then it's just
yeah.
Or like the Brazilian, I don't know, municipalities are like dumping their sewage into the ocean, and it has a bunch of Coke from their residents in the
excrement. Sharks are just swimming right through that and getting all high.
Note to self: booking my trip to Brazil. I will say that when we were in St. Lucia, the St. Lucian people, it's known as the Party Island, and they are very proud of two things: that they grow their own weed and that they have their own cocaine. And they are very, very, very proud of it.
I would be too.
Yeah.
You know,
someone brought up, we were there, and one of the other Americans that was milling around said something about how, like, you can't trust cocaine, you know, the fentanyl thing. And they were horrified that someone had the nerve to suggest that their coke was cut with anything.
Where do you think you are? It's pure here, damn it.
What? Seriously. I was so weird. Like, they were all bowed up about it. I was like, is someone really, like, that upset at someone questioning the purity of their cocaine?
Yeah, I think that's
great. Turns out, yes. They take a lot of pride in it.
Now, of all the problems sharks have, where do you think cocaine ranks on the list? You know, like, man's killing sharks in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, so now...
I just don't think cocaine's...
Well, doesn't sound like a problem at all.
Can I ask the question, what is... Do we know what the harm to
well, it
sharks...
Well, she said that it could... I mean, just like you just get a little wiry, you know?
Within reason, look, not that I've ever done it, so I wouldn't know, but within reason, are the sharks just having a great time?
She says that it leads to hyperactive behavior among sharks, but then qualifies that by saying, well, we really need more research on this.
So what we're saying is we need to give more sharks more cocaine so that we can better understand the effects. I guarantee someone's given cocaine to, like, their dog. Like,
oh, for sure.
I guarantee that's happening. I don't know. But, like, that's one of those things you never know. Like, because dogs, like, can die from, like, eating grapes or something. But coke is fine?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I guess grapes are supposedly poisonous, like, in large doses. They say that about, like, chocolate. But, dude, my dog is eating all kinds of stuff.
I was going to say, my dog eats grapes all the time.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that on, like, my third dog.
After two deaths, you finally figured
not
it
grape
out.
Related, but we were like, yeah, why can't we? We put like, you know, if your dog has medication, you like slip it in a piece of cheese or a piece of meat. We pop it in the middle of a grape because like she wouldn't get it. And
why are they toxic to dogs?
Oh,
grapes and raisins, I think.
Yeah, grape. Yeah, there's something about it where, and toxic is a strong. I mean, it'll upset their stomach. But if you like fed them a bunch of grapes, I think it could be bad. But they say that about like chocolate, dude. My bulldog once ate an entire bowl of Halloween candy, including the wrappers. And we were
and he
like,
was fine?
Yeah, like we were like panicked, like, and I'm talking a big bowl of Halloween candy. Other than like his butt was a little upset because he kept pooping out wrappers for like the next 2 days. You know, he seemed to be okay. Like we called the vet and we're like, should we? And the vet was like, it's like,
yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
Like, keep an eye on him.
Give him some blow.
Is that what I should have done? Balance that? I was like, all right, buddy. You ate all this Halloween candy. We're going to balance this out. Here's, you know, you make it nice for him, you know, put a little bump on there for him.
All right. Ah! We'll wrap it up next. That's the cocaine shark story, though, on the fam. All right. Well, it's about going to do it for us tonight.
Yeah. Where do you go from cocaine sharks?
Somebody said, how the F did they know the sharks were high? Would they get pulled over? Well, no, they were studying them. Yeah. Blood.
Just tested, no. But it was only that one kind of shark, or like, you know.
It was only the one.
We need to find out more about this. What other sharks are... What other sharks are up to? The great whites are on heroin, you know. Laughing at the little nurse sharks doing their little blow.
Why is it only cocaine that is the problem here? Wouldn't you... I mean, you're onto something. Like, wouldn't there be other drugs that are... confiscated in the ocean,
yeah, I don't
right,
know.
And then they get thrown in, and then the fish
think,
get all.
I think coke is probably the main, like, I don't know. I would think that's the main one, just like the quantities of it.
Or other powdered drugs.
I don't know about like the heroin. That one, I can assure you, can't say that I've ever done that one.
You think coke sharks are cool? You wait till we get the Molly dolphins.
Now we're talking.
Molly, what form is Molly? What do you?
It's a pill.
Can be pill or powder.
Okay.
I've never seen it in powder form, but I'm assuming you could crush it up. But yeah, it's just a pill. Take it, and then you have a great time, and you want to touch everything. And yes, if there was an aquatic animal that was going to be on Molly, I would assume it would be a dolphin. Those dolphins are real. They're real, quote, friendly.
Who
are dolphin the, rave on Molly? Kidding
yeah.
me?
Let's go.
Who are the heroin addicts of the sea?
Ooh.
The manatee. Float along.
No, they're too fat. You can't be fat and on heroin. You'll be all strung out, look like hell. You know, I'm thinking maybe like a lobster. You know, a crustacean down there just living in a dank hole somewhere. You know, all strung out.
Some eel?
Yeah, there you go. I could see that.
The eels.
Yeah, that bastard-looking eel. They're kind of freaky.
It's all stringy. Its teeth look all kind of jacked up.
I like where you're going with that. Yeah, I think that's 100% true. Then the octopus is like the weed bros. They're just chilling. They're just down there doing cool octopus things.
Totally.
Firing one up.
Or maybe acid.
That's the octopus.
Because they can do the whole camouflage change color thing.
I was thinking squid for that. The squid are always doing like those neon dances and whatnot. Yeah, they're on some LSD.
Who are the fentanyl users of the sea?
The real low
life. The real bad stuff.
The real. I think that's like those weird deep sea angler fish.
Yeah.
Those really messed up things. Like you're the scum of the ocean. Although it is kind of interesting that like we think of like sharks, like the apex predator, and that killer whales beat their ass all the time.
Did you see that whale that
tipped that boat?
You see that?
Yeah. Well, I told that story that it was really scary when I was fishing in Mexico all those years ago, and we had a humpback whale breach, and it wasn't that close to us. But I'll tell you what, it was close enough that it rocked the S out of that little boat I was in, and I was terrified. And my man Diego there, although he didn't speak English, he sure as hell knew to get the hell out of there. Like that thing, and that thing landed on the boat. Like, that thing went down.
Yeah, the video is pretty nuts of the... What kind of whale was that?
Looked like a humpback?
I think it was a humpback.
Yeah, it just breaches and then it just hits the boat on the on the bow.
Yeah, the boat just caps.
Yeah, and the guy dives into the water like...
It turned out the guy ended up being fine. But
still, can you imagine how scary that would be?
Yes, I can.
And then the kid in the other boat where they were filming it, that kid, like, for some reason starts, like, firing up his boat.
Yeah, he's getting
trying to leave.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out of here.
Well, I saw someone say if he doesn't get out of there quick, he won't make it to his draft for the Baltimore Orioles because he looks like all of their prospects.
Yeah, he's got little moppy hair, blonde kid. Little broccoli hair.
But, you know, but you're trying to get out of there, the whale could breach at any other... Like, what if you get out of there and you hightail it out of there and you go... Whew, and then the whale freaking bumps you there.
That's a valid point.
The whale's going to outswim you.
The idea
so where are you going?
Well, you think staying there is the right choice?
Look, the idea is
yes.
Just
no. He's already breaching there.
My guy motored away. We saw that thing breach, and he fired that thing up, and we weren't fishing there anymore.
You're right. You got to trust the locals.
That's right. I would have liked a life jacket at that point, too, but we didn't have those.
All right, everybody have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Thinking.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Well, I'm not really sure why this is being viewed as so bad. I would imagine cocaine helps sharks hunt, you know. I mean, I know when I'm on cocaine and I'm in the club, yeah. I turn into a shark.
Absolutely.
Isachi. And I can't be stopped. No, I'm just kidding. I've never done cocaine in my life.
Me neither.
I totally laid out.
I guess that makes three of us.
Laid out right there for you to hang yourself.
Never. Not at all. You talking about?
So this
you find out, by the way, it's one of those things. As you turn into an adult, you realize, unless you grew up with a bunch of wild kids, like you just realize as you get older, way more people do and have done coke than you ever realized.
Right. Yeah. When you were younger, it's like,
yeah, cocaine.
That's like another level of party. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, really not.
It's not. It's not. It's way more prevalent than you think.
This is from Brazil, where scientists have come up with the first evidence that sharks are being exposed to cocaine.
Right.
This is a biologist named Rachel Ann Hauser Davis. She has four names. She's so important.
That means she's very smart.
And she told NPR they have dissected 13 wild sharp-nosed sharks caught near Rio de Janeiro, all tested positive for cocaine in their muscles and liver. And she said the key here is that they were actually high levels of cocaine, and that is indicative of chronic exposure
to the blow.
Like, wasn't it 100 times higher than trace levels or something like that?
Yes.
Like, they've been, like it's consuming large quantities.
Yes.
I just
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
Love the idea.
500 times?
Probably.
That there's just coked out sharks cruising around.
And like I said,
I slept in weeks.
Sharks don't sleep, right? They
do the whole dissociative half-brain thing, so half the brain sleeps while the other half stays awake.
Because the shark has to keep moving, so it feels like cocaine is the perfect drug for sharks.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, I don't think this is bad. Do you really think sharks care that they're all...
Do sharks even know that they're
exactly.
on?
Exactly.
Oh, like, they love it.
They're like, this is great.
Some shark's telling the other shark, dude, get over here. Check this out.
What Sharknado are we on with Tara Reid and all that? Are we going to get a new iteration of that?
Dude, I think they're on like 9.
All right, Sharknado Part 10, Coke Sharks.
Now, how are they getting the cocaine, you ask?
I assume it's just people dumping coke off the boats, like to avoid capture, right?
They're saying narco traffickers are oftentimes chased in the high seas, and they toss bales of cocaine overboard.
Yeah, because you hear it all the time. That's like someone's out boating or whatever, and then they stumble upon like 100 pounds of blow.
Now, if the blow goes, if you stumble on that blow,
yeah, that's your
blow. Is that good blow? Like,
I would assume, right?
Is it wrapped to the point where, like, is it ruined blow?
I don't know. It becomes like all crusty and hard, and then yeah.
Shark's like, nah, this is stale.
this is no
Shark's
good.
Putting it on his teeth with his little shark fin. or his gums, you know?
I'm not going to lie. If you found like a bunch of blow, you know you'd have to be like, all right, we got to see what's going
take
on.
Find one of those bricks, do they just have like a frenzy, like they found a seal or something like that? They just go nuts on it?
I don't think you can eat a brick of coke.
How else are they getting all of it? They're not snorting it, are they?
Can you imagine? Like, that has to just kill you. I'm assuming it's in the water. Like, if you ate a brick of coke, like a Kia Coke, like, you just would, like, your little heart shark would, or your shark heart would just explode, right?
No, they're built different, man. Those sharks.
So they said the main source would probably be human use of cocaine and metabolization and urine and feces discharge. And the second source would be from illegal refining labs.
Hmm. So it's like being a byproduct dumped into the water?
Well, what they're saying is there's so many people doing so much blow in Brazil that their excrement has enough in it to get the sharks high.
Yes. That's right.
So you're saying this is like you're taking a coke dump and then it's just
yeah.
Or like the Brazilian, I don't know, municipalities are like dumping their sewage into the ocean and it has a bunch of coke from their residents in the
sharks are just swimming right through that and getting all high.
Note to self, booking my trip to Brazil. I will say that when we're in St. Lucia, the St. Lucian people, it's known as the party island, and they are very proud of two things, that they grow their own weed and that they have their own cocaine. And they are very, very, very proud of it.
I would be too.
Yeah.
You know,
someone brought up, we were there, and one of the other Americans that was milling around said something about how, like, you can't trust cocaine, you know, the fentanyl thing. And they were horrified that someone had the nerve to suggest that their coke was cut with anything.
Where do you think you are? It's pure here, damn it.
What? Seriously. I was so weird. It, like, they were all bowed up about it. I was like, is someone really, like, that upset at someone questioning the purity of their cocaine?
Yeah, I think
Turns out, yes. They take a lot of pride in it.
Now, of all the problems sharks have, where do you think cocaine ranks on the list? You know, like, man's killing sharks in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, so now...
I just don't think cocaine's...
Well, doesn't sound like a problem at all.
Can I ask the question, what is... Do we know what the harm to
Well, it
sharks...
Well, she said that it could... I mean, just like you just get a little wiry, you know?
Within reason, look, not that I've ever done it, so I wouldn't know, but within reason, are the sharks just having a great time?
She says that it leads to hyperactive behavior among sharks, but then qualifies that by saying, well, we really need more research on this.
So what we're saying is we need to give more sharks more cocaine so that we can better understand the effects. I guarantee someone's given cocaine to, like, their dog. Like,
oh, for sure.
I guarantee that's happening. I don't know. But, like, that's one of those things you never know. Like, because dogs, like, can dive and, like, eating grapes or something. But coke is fine?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I guess grapes are supposedly poisonous, like, in large doses. They say that about, like, chocolate. But, dude, my dog is eating all kinds of stuff.
I was going to say, my dog eats grapes all the time.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that on, like, my third dog.
After two deaths, you finally figured
not
it
grape
out.
Related, but we were like, yeah, why can't we put, like, you know, if your dog has medication, you, like, slip it in a piece of cheese or a piece of meat. We pop it in the middle of a grape because, like, she wouldn't get it. And
why are they toxic to dogs?
Oh,
grapes and raisins, I think.
Yeah, grape. Yeah, there's something about it where and toxic is a strong. I mean, it'll upset their stomach. But if you, like, fed them a bunch of grapes, I think it could be bad. But they say that about, like, chocolate, dude. My bulldog once ate an entire bowl of Halloween candy, including the wrappers. And we were
and he
like,
was fine?
Yeah. Like, we were, like, panicked. Like, and I'm talking a big bowl of Halloween candy. Other than like his butt was a little upset because he kept pooping out wrappers for like the next 2 days. You know, he seemed to be okay. Like, we called the vet and we're like, should we? And the vet was like, it's like,
yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
Like, keep an eye on him.
Give him some blow.
Is that what I should have done? Balance that? I was like, all right, buddy. You ate all this Halloween candy. We're going to balance this out. Here's, you know, you make it nice for him, you know, put a little bump on there for him.
All right. We'll wrap it up next. That's the cocaine shark story, though, on the fam. All right, well, it's about going to do it for us tonight.
Yeah, where do you go from cocaine sharks?
Somebody said, how the F did they know the sharks were high? Would they get pulled over? Well, no, they were studying them. Yeah, blood.
Just tested, no. But it was only that one kind of shark, or like, you know.
It was only the one.
We need to find out more about this. What other sharks are... What other sharks are up to? The great whites are on heroin. You know, laughing at the little nurse sharks doing their little blow.
Why is it only cocaine that is the problem here? Wouldn't you? I mean, you're onto something. Like, wouldn't there be other drugs that are confiscated in the ocean?
Yeah, I don't
right.
Know.
And then they get thrown in, and then the fish get all.
I think coke is probably the main. Like, I don't know. I would think that's the main one, just like the quantities of it.
Or other powdered drugs.
I don't know about like the heroin. That one, I can assure you, can't say that I've ever done that one.
You think coke sharks are cool? You wait till we get the Molly dolphins.
Now we're talking.
Molly. What form is Molly? What do you, I mean?
It's a pill.
Can be pill or powder.
Okay. I've never seen it in powder form, but I'm assuming you could crush it up. But yeah, it's just a pill. Take it, and then you have a great time, and you want to touch everything. And yes, if there was an aquatic animal that was going to be on Molly, I would assume it would be a dolphin. Those dolphins are real. They're real, quote, friendly.
Who rave
on Molly? Kidding me?
Let's go.
Who are the heroin addicts of the sea?
Ooh.
The manatee. Float along.
No, they're too fat. You can't be fattened on heroin. You'll be all strung out, look like hell. You know, I'm thinking maybe like a lobster, you know, a crustacean down there is living in a dank hole somewhere, you know, all strung out.
Some eel?
Yeah, there you go. I could see that.
The eels.
Yeah, that bastard looking eel. They're kind of freaky.
It's all stringy. Its teeth look all kind of jacked up.
I like where you're going with that. Yeah, I think that's 100% true. Then the octopus is like the weed bros. They're just chilling. They're just down there doing cool octopus things.
Totally.
Firing one up.
Or maybe acid.
That's the octopus.
Because they can do the whole camouflage change color thing.
I was thinking squid for that. The squid are always doing like those neon dances and whatnot. Yeah, they're on some LSD.
Who are the fentanyl users of the sea?
The real low
life. The real bad stuff.
The real. I think that's like those weird deep sea angler fish.
Yeah.
Those really messed up things. Like you're the scum of the ocean. Although it is kind of interesting that like we think of like sharks, like the apex predator, and that killer whales beat their ass all the time.
Do you see that whale that
tipped that boat?
Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, I told that story that it was really scary when I was fishing in Mexico all those years ago, and we had a humpback whale breach, and it wasn't that close to us. But I'll tell you what, it was close enough that it rocked the S out of that little boat I was in, and I was terrified. And my man Diego there, although he didn't speak English, he sure as hell knew to get the hell out of there. Like that thing, and that thing landed on the boat. Like that thing went down.
Yeah, the video is pretty nuts of the... What kind of whale was that?
Looked like a humpback?
I think it was a humpback.
Yeah, it just breaches and then it just hits the boat on the bow.
Yeah, the boat just... caps.
Yeah, and the guy dives into the water like...
It turned out the guy ended up being fine. But
still, can you imagine how scary that would be?
Yes, I can.
And then the kid in the other boat where they were filming it, that kid, like, for some reason starts, like, firing up his boat.
Yeah. He's getting
trying to leave.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out of here.
Well, I saw someone say if he doesn't get out of there quick, he won't make it to his draft with the Baltimore Orioles because he looks like all of their prospects.
Yeah, he's got
little moppy hair, blonde kid.
Little broccoli hair.
But, you know, but you're trying to get out of there, the whale could breach at any other... Like, what if you get out of there and you hightail it out of there and you go... Whew, and then the whale freaking bumps you there.
That's a valid point.
The whale's going to outswim you.
The idea.
So where are you going?
Well, you think staying there is the right choice? Look,
the idea is
yes.
Just
no.
He's already breaching there.
My guy motored away. We saw that thing breach, and he fired that thing up, and we weren't fishing there anymore.
You're right. You got to trust the locals.
That's right. I would have liked a life jacket at that point, too, but we didn't have those.
All right, everybody have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Thinking Net. All right, well, it's about going to do it for us tonight.
Yeah, where do you go from cocaine sharks?
Somebody said, how the F did they know the sharks were high? Would they get pulled over? Well, no, they were studying them. Yeah, blood.
Just tested, no. But it was only that one kind of shark, or like, you know.
It was only the one.
We need to find out more about this. What other sharks are... What other sharks are up to? The great whites are on heroin. You know, laughing at the little nurse sharks doing their little blow.
Why is it only cocaine that is the problem here? Wouldn't you? I mean, you're onto something. Like, wouldn't there be other drugs that are confiscated in the ocean?
Yeah, I don't
right.
know.
And then they get thrown in, and then the fish get all.
I think coke is probably the main. Like, I don't know. I would think that's the main one. Just like the quantities of it.
Or other powdered drugs.
I don't know about like the heroin. That one, I can assure you, can't say that I've ever done that one.
You think coke sharks are cool. You wait till we get the Molly dolphins.
Now we're talking.
Molly. What form is Molly? What do you... I mean...
It's a pill.
Can be pill or powder.
Yeah. Okay. I've never seen it in powder form, but I'm assuming you could crush it up. But yeah, it's just a pill. Take it, and then you have a great time, and you want to touch everything. And yes, if there was an aquatic animal that was going to be on Molly, I would assume it would be a dolphin. Those dolphins are real. They're real, quote, friendly.
Who are dolphin rave
on Molly? Kidding
yeah.
me?
Let's go.
Who are the heroin addicts of the sea?
Ooh.
The manatee. Float along.
No, they're too fat. You can't be fat and on heroin. You'll be all strung out, look like hell. You know, I'm thinking maybe like a lobster, you know, a crustacean down there is living in a dank hole somewhere, you know, all strung out.
Some eel?
Yeah, there you go. I could see that.
The eels.
Yeah, that bastard looking eel. They're kind of freaky.
It's all stringy. Its teeth look all kind of jacked up.
I like where you're going with that. Yeah, I think that's 100% true. Then the octopus is like the weed bros. They're just chilling. They're just down there doing cool octopus things.
Totally.
Firing one up.
Or maybe acid.
That's the octopus.
Because they can do the whole camouflage change color thing.
I was thinking squid for that. The squid are always doing like those neon dances and whatnot. Yeah, they're on some LSD.
Who are the fentanyl users of the sea?
The real low
life. The real bad stuff.
The real. I think that's like those weird deep sea angler fish.
Yeah.
Those really messed up things. Like you're the scum of the ocean. Although it is kind of interesting that like we think of like sharks, like the apex predator, and that killer whales beat their ass all the time.
Did you see that whale that
tipped that boat?
Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, I told that story that it was really scary when I was fishing in Mexico all those years ago, and we had a humpback whale breach, and it wasn't that close to us. But I'll tell you what, it was close enough that it rocked the S out of that little boat I was in, and I was terrified. And my man Diego there, although he didn't speak English, he sure as hell knew to get the hell out of there. Like that thing, and that thing landed on the boat. Like that thing went down.
Yeah, the video is pretty nuts of the... What kind of whale was that?
Looked like a humpback?
I think it was a humpback.
Yeah, it just breaches and then it just hits the boat on the bow.
Yeah, the boat just... caps.
Yeah, and the guy dives into the water like...
It turned out the guy ended up being fine. But
still, can you imagine how scary that would be?
Yes, I can.
And then the kid in the other boat where they were filming it, that kid like for some reason starts like firing up his boat.
Yeah.
He's getting
trying to leave.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out of here. Well,
I saw someone say if he doesn't get out of there quick, he won't make it to his draft for the Baltimore Orioles because he looks like all of their prospects.
Yeah, he's got
little moppy hair, blonde kid.
Little broccoli hair.
But, you know, but you're trying to get out of there, the whale could breach at any other. Like, what if you get out of there and you hightail it out of there and you go, whew, and then the whale freaking bumps you there.
That's a valid point.
The whale's going to outswim you.
The idea
is where are you going?
Well, you think staying there is the right choice?
The idea is
just
leave.
No.
He's already breaching there.
My guy motored away. We saw that thing breach, and he fired that thing up, and we weren't fishing there anymore.
You're right. You got to trust the locals.
That's right. I would have liked a life jacket at that point, too, but we didn't have those.
All right, everybody have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Finkin' Hunt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.